Well, what I've been doing, Lucille, is talking with not very many people, probably half a dozen or more, and asking them to relate certain things that they remember about Milt's 33 years at PLU. And I'm wondering what your earliest association with him might have been.
Well, it was really 20 years ago when I first came to PLU, and that was a long time ago. And Milt was one of the first people that I had a chance to know, and he just came up to me, a complete stranger, and within a matter of just a couple of minutes, I felt I had a friend, and that's lasted all these years.
This characteristic of him to be able to identify with people and remember them is sort of a trademark of his. You've worked with several of the presidents. Was this something that was useful, or did each president count on this?
They did, really, because Milt immediately gains confidence, people's confidence, because he so earnestly wants to help, and he genuinely wants to be with them and wants to be with people. And so people feel that, and I think he gained the confidence of every one of the presidents during the time that he was here. Certainly mine.
Yeah, right. Did he actually help them then, even though if he wanted to? Well, what kind of things did he do in your tenure here that you remember?
Well, of course, he was in admissions and in public relations for so many years, and he always was out in the field, getting people ready to accept what PLU was doing. He was just as everybody says, Mr. PLU, out there beating the bushes for PLU, and not only just here, but around the world. Wherever he went, he didn't just bring himself. He brought PLU as well, and so people then began to think of PLU in terms of personal characteristics of a man, personal characteristics of warmth and of honesty and integrity and of quality. So he represented something larger than himself when he was out, and I think in that way he prepared the way for all of the others to follow behind him.
It's silly to say that Milt made just one contribution to the university, but if you were to remember a particular aspect of his work, or his character, or his style of doing things, what
would that
stands
be?
Out in your mind?
Well, I don't know. Milt always says PLU is a place set apart. But I think within this place set apart, there are just a few people who are of such unique stature themselves that they represent a concept. And I think the concept that Milt represented, not only as a person, but then which translated into the university, was, I suppose you just have to say, even such a strong term as love and quality.
He was here during the earlier years. Knew everybody by their first name, I imagine, in the 40s and the 50s. Some people think that he's literally affected the lives of thousands of people. Do you think that's too strong a statement?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all, because when parents come, when it's homecoming time, even students now, he has done something for almost everybody that you talk to. Whether it's been to help them with a problem or with a marriage or bury somebody or baptize somebody or get them in school or help them with tuition or help them move or what. It's just too many things to mention. And then there are so many little things about Milt. When he travels, for instance, he comes back and he's got a sack. And in that sack, he's got dozens of little mementos from here, there, and the other place. He'll have a sample of perfume from Paris. He'll have a strip of material or tapestry from Norway, and he'll give these to all of us around the campus year after year after year, so that the fact that he can think about his people like ourselves when he's over in traveling countries, traveling all around the world, is just a remarkable thing. That, in addition to his professional work. Well, I love him, and who doesn't?
Yeah. I don't think you have to say more than that, do you?
I don't either. Okay.